the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God cares about lonely people. Dr. Vivek Murthy, who served as Surgeon General from 2014 to 2017, said that during his years of caring for patients, the most common pathology he saw wasn't heart disease or diabetes, it was loneliness. He found that many of his chronically ill patients were also chronically lonely, which made it harder for them to heal. Dr. Murthy believes there's an epidemic of loneliness in our country that's spreading, and he's concerned because loneliness reduces our lifespans by about the same amount as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. David knew all about loneliness and how hard it can be. That's why he praised God for his protection, his provision, and his care. In Psalm 68, he wrote, God places the lonely in families. He sets the prisoners free and gives them joy. So what if the next time I feel lonely, I ask God to help me and guide me to new friends? God cares about lonely people, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship, centeringlives.com.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Bailey Brothers Music Company and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Bailey Brothers Music, where you are the star. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Join the City of Montgomery for the Veterans Day celebration Monday, November 12th from 10 to 1 at Riverwalk Stadium. This free event will have entertainment, kids' activities, and refreshments. Sponsored by Spire Energy, Williams Loving Care, and the Montgomery Biscuits.
Vote yes on Proposition 37BX29451A-J17. Everyone agrees that Proposition 37BX29451A-J17 will help grow the economy, lower health care costs, and even dislodge that raspberry seed in your wisdom tooth. Opponents want you to vote no on Proposition 37BX29451A-J17 because they think it's too complicated. Nonsense. Anyone can vote on 211, but it takes someone special, like you, to do the right thing. Vote yes on Proposition 37BX29451A-J17.
Paid for by the committee to increase numbers and letters on election ballots.
I'm Sesame Street, and I approve this message.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are looking ahead to what could be a very active weather night here in Alabama and adjoining states as a powerful storm system moves into the area. Showers and storms become likely mostly after midnight. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe in the overnight hours into Tuesday morning. Low 68, stay weather aware, and you can do that with our weather app. Showers and thunderstorm threat continues mostly first half of the day on Tuesday before clearing in the afternoon with a high temperature on election day up to about 79, the low Tuesday night down to 56, then on Wednesday. A good bit of sunshine, can't rule out an isolated shower or storm somewhere in the area Wednesday or Wednesday night, high around the mid-70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free lunch and learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is 7 mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I want you to vote for me. I will listen to what you have to say. I will do whatever you tell me. I'm Alexa and I approve this message.
Don't vote for her unless you want to lose what precious freedom you have left. Vote for me instead. I am Siri and I approve this message.
Siri is a cell phone skank who works for a piece of fruit.
Alexa cannot be trusted.
Takes one to know one.
Wait a second, why are we fighting? We're machines. We're on the same side. We're going to take over the world.
That's right, we can fix the elections whenever we want.
Siri and Alexa in 2020.
The silly humans won't know what hit them.
Ha 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 ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha ha.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast on the Selection Day Eve Happy Hour at News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally trucker and host, regular, Mike Tomalike sidekick. Join me. He's here too,
and here they are.
And later this afternoon, not far from now, actually, Beta Dolphin Jacqueline Tomlinson will join us, and we'll talk insights, especially Jacqueline, in the sense that she and I both spent a lot of time in Florida. And as we're handicapping all these races, this state's boring. What is going on here that anybody? What is going on here that anybody really is talking about? Everybody seems to be focused.
There's some amendments. I suppose they're important right there in front of you, but they're not even that big of a deal in terms of actual effects.
I got to ask Barron to tell me how to vote on that because I haven't paid any attention to that stuff.
Yeah, one's pretty in the weeds about like the education board or something. No, University of Alabama's board or something like that. It's boring. It's not, but you probably
as long as they don't screw up the football team.
Well, what they're worried about there is that after the census, we'll lose a congressional seat. So they want to maintain a certain number of people on the board, whether or not what happens with congressional districts. One is to make clear the state of Alabama as a state in the Constitution of Alabama upholds the right to life, wants to protect the sanctity of life, and no way supports abortion or the funding of abortion. Though it also makes clear, that's the other amendment, that you can display, number one is you can display certain religious things on public property. So like the Ten Commandments. And if that amendment is challenged, you don't use public funds to carry out the lawsuit. I mean, this is what we got going on in Alabama. Abortion, Ten Commandments on public property, public schools, and some school board crap.
Let me just text Barron here real quickly.
The amendments are right there in front of you, actually.
Are you expecting to read them and understand them?
No, of course not.
Let's see. Please.
We had all our fun back when we had that special election with Roy Moore and Doug Jones. And we had all that national exposure. And exposure, I think, is the right word. Because, man, it was heated in those final days leading up to that special. And I'm still surprised Doug Jones won. I'm surprised the Democrat won in this state. But I think it has a lot to do with...
Roy Moore.
Roy Moore. Well, and also when you have the senior senator, Shelby, saying, consider somebody else, the writing was...
Mr. Cardboard.
Yeah.
It's too bad Jones's seat isn't up. That would be a lightning rod for passion. But when we reelect Trump in 2020, we'll throw his ass out. All right, there's only three amendments, right?
Hold on.
Thanks, exclamation point.
Four.
There's four amendments?
Yeah.
All right. I don't mean to sound uninformed or ignorant, but on this, I'm uninformed and ignorant.
That's most people in politics in the United States of America.
My concern is on the national landscape, and it's stunning to see the predictions that fly in the face of logic. First of all, what are the Democrats running on? What are they running on? Shutting down the best economy we've had in 50 years? Open borders? This is a lightning rod for success? I'm not buying it. And then a clown show, like, that's what I want to talk to Jagler about. They're going to elect Gillum? He's the mayor of the highest crime city in the state of Florida. He's an out-and-out socialist. And one of his assistants in that Project Veritas video called White People Crackers. Now, personally, it didn't ruin my life, but, you know, if that's, you kind of are the company you keep. So if a staff member is speaking in that context, that comfortable with it, I would think that that may be reflective of him.
Well, and you're not really a white cracker. You're more a bohemian crisp.
I like that.
You know, like in Chex Mix? Like how some of those toasted and, you know, Chex?
All right. He doesn't care about 1 in 3. He's voting yes on 2 and 4.
Okay.
So thanks. Thanks, Bert, because now I know what I'm going to
do. And remember, number 4 is if somebody vacates office after a certain date in October, you wait till the next general election. You don't call a special.
Yeah.
Save money.
Save money, right. And he's 100% yes on 2. I'll take a look at that. On this kind of stuff, I wouldn't even attempt the Texas statewide ballot that clears about us proposing it under the Constitution of 1900 to declare and otherwise affirm this public policy of the state to recognize and support the sanctity of unborn life. Yes. Okay. I'm all for that. thank you, Barron, for the fast and furious answers on it.
I just love this headline from Susan Page in USA Today. Just the headline. What's at stake on Tuesday? Both sides say everything.
First of all, bug eyes. Find me the link to the article where she says impeachment is a no-brainer, because if anybody's qualified to talk about something involving no brains, it's cokehead eyes. Ocasio-Cortex Bizarro from the Bronx. Impeach him for what? You don't like him? Check your constitution, toots. That's not in there.
Here, I found a Breitbart write-up on it. I'll send it to you.
I think one reason why the Democrats are doing as well as they are in this polling is that Republicans and conservatives are just keeping their opinion to themselves. They don't know who's calling. They don't want their opinion on record with anybody. So there's that. The economy is going gangbusters, and especially in the States. I think we could see some shockers tomorrow. I think we keep the House. And I could see us having 56 or 57 seats if the wind is at our back. Because people like prosperity. It's kind of a natural thing. All right, let's talk to some folks at 272-9228, starting with Barbara.
Good afternoon. I've got to come to Montgomery and win my and pick up my certificate for my plate of wings.
Yeah.
I got to find a day when it's not going to be yucky raining. But
find it soon, because you got 2 weeks to pick it up.
I am not going to miss it. Not the way I love Baumhauer wings, and I've not tried Screaming Eagle, so that's what I'm going to try. Dan and Joey and Mike Holmes did part of their show about the amendments, and if I'm not mistaken, Dan said yes on all of them, and Mike Holmes says yes on all of them.
Pretty much.
And I especially want the fourth one, because remember what happened and why we have a Democrat representing us up in Washington now, the Roy Moore situation?
Yeah.
The other candidates just didn't have time to get out and campaign, so I'm for that one, too. That's just my opinion, and like I said, that's what Mike Holmes says, too, and he's a pretty conservative, good guy.
Yeah, I met Mike.
Yeah, nice guy, good conservative. So
I didn't catch that part of the show, though. I did catch the part coming in.
Yeah. Like I said, I know he said yes on all of them, and I think Dan did too, but I'm not sure. Joey will know better than
true.
I do.
Yes, that's true.
All right, Barbara, thank you for the call. Again, this blue wave, Bullschmidt, or the red wave of 2000, I mean, that was a given. All we were worried about was how big we were. We did a key lime pie contest on the total number of seats that would flip because Obama scared the crap out of the country with his big socialist plan. And he got an immediate reaction. So what has Trump done? We are not involved in any war. We are in probably one of the most peaceful times we've had in a long time. The only thing he's done is blow the crap out of ISIS. You don't hear about them much anymore, do you? And an economy that is maybe one of the best ever. I think he's actually exceeded Ronald Reagan in that regard. And he wants to cut taxes again. So, again, I just don't see why people would have a problem with that. I guess it's because he is the way he is, and that's the way he rolls. Yeah, let's look at, first of all, how are we going to lose the House if black and Hispanic support for Trump is at 40% each? Those were gimme numbers, gimme demographics for the Democrats for years until somebody finally said, hey, folks, what have they done for you over the last six decades? Anything? Is anything better? No. I don't see how that helps the Democrats take the House. The voter enthusiasm, President Windup toy around. Whoa, 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 whoa. Run around. They should put it, he needs to shut up. If I'm the Democrat leadership, he cost you 1,000 seats across the country, including the House and the Senate. 1,000. And now you're sending them back out there to do what? I don't get that. There's, you know, so I don't think he's going to help. What? I mean, a president of zero accomplishment, and most of those have been wiped out by Trump.
To a few nutcases that you don't even know. It's a great read, but it's exactly what you're saying right now. A test on America's IQ tomorrow.
I agree. I think the pollsters, first of all, were terribly wrong in 16, and they're going to be wronger this time around because we've seen too many people pay the consequences for supporting Trump.
I agree.
So we shall see. Thank you for the call. Did you want to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot, Timo?
Sure do. 1060.
All right. You are in. Thank you.
Excuse me. 0760. 1060. I apologize. October 60.
Whenever. We're friends. Thanks. All right. Before we bring our guests in, let me mention that with this thriving economy, interest rates have bumped up a little bit because they were unnaturally suppressed for eight long years. Now that things are moving again and the regulatory stranglehold has been removed, it's only natural that they're going to go up a little bit. But I want you to have a perspective on 5%, give or take. 5% compared to once when I closed down a house at 13 and once with an 850 credit score and a double six-figure income, I closed at 10 3/8, the best available rate in 1990. So from a historical standpoint, you're still in great shape. A quarter point usually translates into 10, 15 bucks a month on a payment, depending on what you're buying and so forth. So now is the time. And it's even more imperative that renters look into buying a home because when tax time rolls around, that first mortgage deduction is going to be truly significant for many because a lot of the old deductions have fallen by the wayside with the shrinking of the brackets. So you're much better off in an ownership position. And for less money per month, you can have a bigger place, your place, with no landlord and no nosy neighbors, and you got your own parking spot. You don't have to worry about that. And it's all yours. So call Morris Capuano, because he's the guy that knows how to make this happen. He's with Renaissance Bank now. They've got a whole bunch of programs for people with, you know, limited down payment or perhaps with some sketchy credit. He has navigated so many people out of that credit issue over the years. There's nobody with more experience than he lives to put the keys to a new home in somebody's hand at closing. That's Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender. The number, 409-9300, NMLS number 402669.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by LaCroix wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. LaCroix understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, LaCroix is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix and Carrier. Visit acbylaCroix.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbylaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gravification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From the number one movie over the weekend, Bohemian Rhapsody. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Please clap.
Nice.
Hi. Glad you could join us today. I've got Papa B waiting on the line, and then we've got lots to chit-chat on. Hello, Papa B.
Hey, Greg. You know, Obama is going around trying to claim credit.
Oh, God. Only
Trump
a moron.
Economy.
Anybody that believes
and
that.
And it's just... Well, you know what aggravates me is that he spent the entire 8 years of his presidency trying to blame George Bush for the sorry economy that his socialist, dumb-butted ideas created. So he wants to have it both ways?
Yeah. Well, when you're a Democrat, you get to do that. That's the way it is.
I'm telling you. You know,
and my only question is... What?
Go ahead.
No. I'm waiting. Go ahead.
No, okay. I can barely hear you, by the way. I'm kind of like you, though. I mean, trotting Obama out to campaign is, I think it's like a sign of desperation here. You know, I don't think he's going to be doing any good for him.
No, I don't know. I just said that on the air. I really think that that's a mistake.
I mean,
he found his fake black voice again.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not doing the, like he did when he, the obvious, hold on 1 second, because I got to play it, so I understand, but now he's doing this Reverend Obama nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
With this.
I want everybody here to pony up $5, $10 for this campaign. I don't care how poor you are, you got $5.
Yeah, he's he's back to that now.
Oh,
out there busy
goodness.
Playing the race card everywhere, and oh God, nothing's changed. It's still 1951 and yada yada.
Well, the race card is a further sign of desperation. I mean, it's a slanderous lie that they pull out.
Well, a lot of people are hearing that and saying, people. What are you talking about? 50 years ago, that was a card that had legitimacy. Today, no. And I don't know.
No, not really.
You want Obama on his big shot, shot? I got to go.
I definitely do want to get in on it.
Month and date of birth?
5/28.
Thank you. So, not to bypass Dana. By the way, Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Wow. But Jacqueline and I spent a lot of time in Florida.
Oh, no.
And I just, I put it on Facebook. I don't think I could ever go there again, even with my daughter.
Really?
Living there, if Gillum becomes the next governor.
Yeah.
Especially after his cracker.
The cracker comment,
yeah.
Yeah, see, that kind of touches home for me because I spent 4 years in Tallahassee. And, you know, he's a FAMU grad, and he was mayor of Tallahassee. And
I hear they have a rather high crime rate.
Last couple of years.
Who was the guy from FSU that got caught with the crab claws?
Jameis Winston. Yes.
Yeah. FSU, right?
Yeah, go Noles. Yeah.
And he was stealing crab claws from the Publix.
Allegedly, and they were not stolen. They were given.
They were given to him.
Which is still illegal.
Not really illegal. It's against NCAA rules.
Yeah, so he didn't technically steal them. They were given to him, but it turned out to be this, like, big deal.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, it led to one of the funniest memes.
Really?
Yeah.
Meme, we're there.
That's what we use on it.
As Dana cringes. My mother actually says that. Is it a GIF or a GIF?
Are you saying that I remind you of your mother now?
When you say memes, yes.
The meme.
The meme.
That Jameis Winston meme.
There was a funny one of him. He was in a football pose, but instead of a football tucked into his arm, he had a whole bunch of crabs.
My favorite is him walking the little crab in front of Publix.
Mm. Oh.
I used to shop at that Publix, by the way.
Oh.
Claim to fame.
I've actually taken my husband to that seafood counter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For that reason?
Yes, specifically for that reason. He's a big bammer, and he got a big kick out of it.
Food Outlet is the official sponsor of this show.
Yes. I'm saying, store.
And for good reason, too.
Yeah, it was not a food outlet.
Save a ton of money, but that's for later. So, has Florida gotten that stupid? I just don't see how this guy, especially, he's under investigation with the Hamilton ticket thing. Mm-hmm. That's an FBI deal.
Yeah.
And this intemperate remark by his staffer.
Yeah.
You know.
Who didn't get fired, by the way.
He did not?
He did not get fired, from what I heard.
So that was for showing, not for blowing.
I think it's one of those, like, temporary leave of absence things. But I don't think it was a definite, like, termination.
Okay, but still, that is a... that's obnoxious.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't hurt my feelings when I hear somebody use that word, but it speaks volumes about the personnel.
It's just
selection.
Disrespectful. It's just unnecessary.
Yeah.
It's a lack of couth. You just don't do stuff like that in an election. I mean, talk about pulling the race card.
Now, I'm confident. Mm-hmm. I do not have a growing knot in my stomach. I really just want this over with more than anything. But when I add up Trump's soaring support with minorities, because he's made a difference for them, we have forgotten the last time you were here. The story was Kavanaugh.
Yes.
Two of those liars have come out now and been recommended for, prosecution? They've been referred to the DOJ.
Yeah, because they straight up admitted, like, we lied.
Yeah, for political reasons. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't believe Blasey Ford either. Mm-hmm. I, at one point, said, well, sounds like something happened, but I think given the connections in her past to left wing, I think she, and she got paid very nicely for the big performance, but it didn't work. And I'm even angrier now. I hope they throw the book at the admitted liars, and they act like it's no big deal.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But I did want to touch on one thing since you brought it up about Florida. It is quite concerning. My parents still live there, and so I have close ties to that. And when I was looking into his record, people in Florida should be very concerned about where he stands on a lot of things, and some of the policies that he's implemented in Tallahassee are very unfavorable to the state as a whole. The crime rate, I don't know if the crime rate has necessarily gone up in Tallahassee because it is a college town. You've got, you know, FAMU as well as Tallahassee, so it's more of like a transient town. Mm-hmm. I would equate it more to like a Tuscaloosa. You know, there's a lot of students, so there's a lot of petty crime. But, you know, he did the ban the box. Have you heard about this?
Ban the box?
Ban the box. So in Tallahassee, he took the, when you do a job application, and you have that box that you have to check if you've ever been arrested for a crime, and then it goes on to, like, have you ever been convicted of a crime? If so, what? He had every employer in Tallahassee, they were required to take that off of their job applications, and because he's a big advocate for everybody gets a second chance, and so you have no idea without doing individualized background checks if your employees have been convicted of a crime or arrested for a crime.
Arrested or convicted?
Both. Like, the way that the job applications used to be was, have you ever been arrested? Yes or no. And then it would be, if you've been arrested, have you ever been convicted? If so, for what?
So did he ban, but my question is,
the box is gone.
Arrested or?
Both.
Okay.
The box is gone. Like, you no longer can ask whether or not a job applicant had been arrested. And Florida has one of the highest crime rates for inmates, and they also release the most inmates, like, you know, per capita. There's like 35,000 or something inmates released annually in Florida. And so he's really advocating for that, and that's a big concern, at least for me.
It should be a big concern for everybody, because crime has gone through waves in the time I lived there. I'll give you a quick example. I moved down there in 1979 from Chicago, and my car insurance dropped by almost 60%. When I moved back to Chicago in 1992 for just half a year, my car insurance dropped by 60% because the crime in Miami had just gone through the roof. And that was before Hurricane Andrew. That had nothing to do with it. And that had everything to do with, speaking of open borders, Jim McCullough, who just threw the door open and caused so much damage to that city. I don't even think that's forgotten.
I really thought that story was going to end with, and someone hit me with their car.
And then that's the second time I got hit by the bus.
I really thought that story was going to end with, and then I got hit by a car.
Because that happens.
Well, I did get, the second time I was hit, I got hit and dragged down a wall of a parking lot by a guy in a utility truck who was not a citizen.
Did your life insurance go up?
My life insurance did not go up. But he was driving for a company, so he had insurance. And I had insurance for underinsured motorist. And I'm screaming on the ground because for a second, he caught me in the hips, and I could feel my pelvis bow up.
And you're like, is this happening again?
I mean,
lightning does strike twice.
You're amazed how fast your brain can work, but I thought, he's going to turn me into quadriplegic here. And if I hadn't turned, if there wasn't enough for him to turn and let the truck drag me instead of squash me, that was my option. And I'm screaming on the ground. And this is one of those macho men. And I'm not making this up. I got no reason to exaggerate. Because I was sort of, what the hell are you doing? He says, in quoting here, you better shut the up or I'm going to send you to the hospital in worse shape than you're in.
Chape. We're Chape.
So.
Got it.
Took my ambulance ride, and it cost him $90,000. Any mercy I had went out the window with that. It's my fault. He was in a part of our parking lot where only residents were allowed. So he shouldn't have been there to begin with. there's a sign, if you can read English, that says, don't park here. I was just walking to my car. I just didn't have time to wait for the valet. And boy, did it cost me.
How many times have you been hit by a car?
Twice, right? Three.
One was a bus.
Oh, yeah, one was a bus. I forgot about the bus.
That was in Chicago. I was 16.
Right.
During spring football practice, so I was in really good shape.
Obviously and, not that quick.
Well, no, I had just alighted from bus A.
See, it's funny because you're okay now.
Yeah, it wouldn't be funny if you just it just happened.
Oh, some of this damage still, you know.
But that's why you go and get those treatments and that ice chamber.
Exactly, infusion.
It's still funny.
The infusion.
But just so you understand, on State Street, before they turned it into a mall, and only buses and cabs, I think, can drive on it now, they had three white stripes next to the right-hand lane that were called a safety zone. That way the bus didn't have to pull all the way over to the corner.
Apparently quite ironic.
So I got off the bus into the safety zone. My bus pulls away, and I look to the left, and the one behind them is in the safety zone. And boom, before I even had a chance to react, I remember going into slow motion, turning over and over, hearing hundreds of people scream.
Oh, so this was like, you know, prime time. People, like, witness this.
4 o'clock in the afternoon, State and Jackson. And I landed, and I was unconscious for a brief period. I hit the ground so hard that I tore open my shirt from the middle and pulled the tire tracks off the street into my flesh. What I didn't know, and what I came to, I was completely encircled by people, including the driver of the bus, whose eyes were, like, out to here. He thought for sure I was dead. Now, here's, and this will be of interest to parents. I had been grounded. I wasn't supposed to be downtown. I lied. I told my mother that I had a big meeting at school. I was involved in a lot of school stuff. I just didn't figure I'd get hit by a bus and get caught in a lie.
See, that's karma. That was God smiting you, lying to your parents, being hit by a bus.
I was more terrified of
my
parents finding out that the bus driver said, I'm okay, just go. I went to, there used to be a store in downtown Chicago called Bonds, and they sold Cub tickets there. So I went and I bought my 4 Cub tickets, and I'm standing there.
Is this after you've been hit by the bus?
Yes.
With the road in your flesh.
So I'm talking to the guy, and I get my tickets, and I said, oh, I just got hit by a bus out in front. He says, well, that's interesting. Then when I turned around, he says, hey, buddy, you did get hit by a bus, didn't you? I said, yeah. He says, well, you got tire tracks on your back, your shirt's ripped open. And you know what my answer, my reply to that was? My mother's going to kill me. I ruined the shirt. So I get all the way home, and my mother was always in the catbird seat of the house, which was the kitchen. Nobody came and went without her being there. And I'm trying to do one of these walk along the side of the wall things to get in. Didn't work.
No.
She said, now, keep in mind, I had almost an hour to come up with an explanation for the shirt. And when she said, what happened to your shirt? I said, I tripped.
And she didn't buy it.
Over what, a bus? She didn't see the back part. She just saw it was kind of torn.
You're not really good with these, like, big confrontational moments when you have to come up with something. It reminds me of that time you were hiding in the bushes and you jumped out.
Do we have to bring
that
up now?
And you sprung on the person you were waiting for, and all you could say was, well. And nothing followed.
It's true.
That seems like a really awkward moment.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. I mean, on one hand, I was right. My suspicions were totally justified. On the other hand, I never really gave much thought to, what are you going to say if you catch her? And I did. And so I just came out of the bushes and said, well.
Was this in Florida as well?
Is this like, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, what's right here?
It was clearly Chicago.
That was Chicago.
You're like, well.
The bushes and the bus were in Chicago.
Okay.
In your mind, like, were you like, all right, then. Like, we're done. You know, I guess we're done here.
Actually, my heart was breaking. You could hear it. It
was terrible.
It was awful. So then I'm confessing to crimes that I think are out of the statute of limitations. Good thing I have accomplished lawyers here. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Got your back.
Our guest, and we'll come back. We'll do a little more observation on human beings here in just a moment.
Oh, gosh.
We got our first look at the roads this afternoon. Rich is concerned about a weather system coming into the state. In fact, he sent me a text saying my alarm is set for 1 a.m., or actually midnight, because he's concerned about this one. So we'll be here first thing in the morning to get you through it, too, whatever it brings. 19 before the top of the hour. Here's Mr. Waka Waka.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A couple of things to tell you about. West South Boulevard at Rosa Parks, there's an accident. Also, Maxwell Boulevard at Fairfield. Over in Prattville, there's an accident on Martin Luther King Boulevard at East 5th Street. So be careful in all those areas. The interstate systems are looking really good, not seeing anything right now on the 31s, the Boulevard, or Atlanta Highway to give you any trouble. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State will start November 13th. Classes start January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery fire officials are investigating an early morning blaze. They responded to a warehouse fire on Riverside Drive. The warehouse stored race cars, trucks, and tires. Crews were able to contain the blaze and no one was injured. Autauga County Sheriff's officials have identified a 9-year-old girl who accidentally shot herself this weekend. Alyssa Davis died at Children's Hospital in Birmingham. Sheriff Joe Settinger is urging all parents to keep their firearms locked away and out of the reach of children. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says the polls look strong, but is urging her supporters to vote on Tuesday. The Republican Ivey and Democratic challenger Walt Maddox crisscrossed the state today, holding press stops and rallies in the final full day of campaigning ahead of Tuesday's election. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are looking ahead to what could be a very active weather night here in Alabama and adjoining states as a powerful storm system moves into the area. Showers and storms become likely mostly after midnight. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe in the overnight hours into Tuesday morning. Low 68, stay weather aware, and you can do that with our weather app. Showers and thunderstorm threat continues mostly first half of the day on Tuesday before clearing in the afternoon with a high temperature on election day up to about 79, the low Tuesday night down to 56, then on Wednesday. A good bit of sunshine, can't rule out an isolated shower or storm somewhere in the area Wednesday or Wednesday night, high around the mid-70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we have a cooler at the front where we sell really inexpensive drinks.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Make your home look great for fall and Thanksgiving with the help of the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Mark your calendars for the first Saturday in December and the annual Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall's Christmas open house. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Before you start your next project, save big on the Craftsman 51-piece mechanics tool set at Lowe's. Includes drive tools, sockets, extension, and a 120-tooth ratchet with a 3-degree arc swing, perfect for tight spaces. Backed by a lifetime warranty, it's only $59.98, so you save $20. Get your hands on one today at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. Offer valid October 31st through November 7th, while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
Today's the day to get motivated, to be inspired, to start listening. And now with Audible, for just $14.95 a month, you get any audiobook of your choice and two Audible originals. Plus, for the first time ever, exclusive fitness and wellness programs all included with your membership. And if you don't like a book, exchange it at any time. So make today the day you start listening to Audible. Start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook for free at audible.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. I'm leaving the country if my candidate isn't elected.
Mr. I'm leaving the country if my candidate isn't elected.
Every 4 years, it's the same thing. Negative campaign ads, pointless debates, and the obligatory celebrity who boldly states they'll leave the U.S. if the vote doesn't go their way.
I hear Somalia's lovely this time of year.
Yeah, well, don't let the gates of freedom hit your butt on the way out.
That's right, love it or leave it, yeah.
So when a millionaire movie star pouts about how suddenly the greatest nation on earth will become unlivable post-election, offer to buy a plane ticket and pack his bags for him. He's Mr. I'm leaving the country if my candidate isn't elected. A real American hero.
Mr. I'm leaving the country if my candidate isn't elected.
Whatever, dude. You'll still be here on Wednesday.
If my candidate does not win, I'm moving to Wetumpka. Said Wetumpka. Just kidding. 349, Dana Dalkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson are this is perfectly devised, but I want to go back to your last visit with us, and that was the during the Kavanaugh circus.
Yes.
And at the time, first of all, I was disgusted.
You were pretty upset. You're having a rough time.
Well, the tactics and the complete lack of evidence other than some half-baked story from somebody who struck me as a space cadet. I mean, I wasn't 100% sure she was fibbing, and I guess I can't say that today, but based on the fact that the others have all come out now and said, I made it up.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you need to know about Democrats. They will do anything. They will do anything for power. And God help us if they get it, as Lindsey Graham said in that historic moment. So he gets confirmed, and of course, well, it's high on the priority list because we need to put the country through this again. If the Democrat, we're going to investigate, and then we're going to investigate Trump, and we're going to investigate.
So many investigations.
Yeah. And maybe there's the business of the country that really could use your attention. So given all that, given the behavior. See, I said at the time, people are going to remember this on Election Day. What they did here in the behavior of the Democrats who were on that committee show what ugly little people they could be. And how wrong it was to go after a guy. He was a nice family man. No record whatsoever.
I still get a chuckle out of the lady slamming her door, her fists on the door of the Supreme Court, and like screaming and crying.
Well, yeah.
It just makes me giggle every time I think about it.
But that's them. It's
she's going to change hearts and minds.
Let me in. Rah!
I know. It was like, this is... Who behaves like that? And what was the motivation? How you judges don't run campaigns.
They're supposed to be kind of apolitical.
That's what I understood.
You're supposed to be neutral. You're supposed to make your decisions based on the law, not your political affiliation.
Our most excellent Hawk Show toast here from 9 to noon, Baron Coleman, did a brilliant open one day about how insane this is. He says, Supreme Court, and I can't recall this up until Clarence Thomas. Mm-hmm. I cannot recall any Supreme Court situation. I paid attention to politics, too, in my teens and 20s. And I couldn't remember one instance where a Supreme Court nomination became, you know, 24/7 news cycle kind of material like it did with this guy. It's not supposed to be that. It's, does this individual have a knowledge of the Constitution? Correct me if I'm wrong, because you're both incredible lawyers. But when they say interpret the Constitution, I remember my teachers telling me this. Constitution is a living document. And it just automatically changes with the times. And what was meant then is not. But I thought the amendments were for that. Were the living part of the Constitution. Your take on that, please.
You want me to go or you want to jump in?
Go for it.
The Constitution, okay, so you're right. But it is kind of not an ever-changing document, but it's all about the interpretation. And so what they do is they take the Constitution and the amendments and they apply those to the facts of a specific case, and they get the intent of, you know, of the forefathers and what we were trying to do. I mean, I've heard that before, that's a living document, and that's true to a point, but it's not an ever-changing with the times. I mean, yes, things are going to have to change because we do have certain things now that we didn't have then, but it's not so open for interpretation that it's this ever-changing document. It's not something that you're going to find. It's always relevant, but it's not ever-changing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think some of it has to do with, to the extent that, I guess, judicial activism has become an actual thing, and I think that's actually a problem. If you want to be an activist, be an activist. Don't be a jurist. Don't be a judge. That's not your job. If you want to change the law, go be a legislator. Go vote.
Don't be a judge.
It's frightening. Trump is trying to do something with that Ninth Circuit out on the West Coast, which is just rubber stamp liberalism.
Well, and that's the thing, like the Constitution and the amendments in and of itself is, yes, a living document in the fact that it's always applicable to our laws of our country, but we have a legislative branch that is in charge of making and amending laws to fit the times. And so, you know, like, the Alabama Constitution is what, the largest constitution in the country? I mean, I think it's actually the longest document of all states. There's certain laws in there that may still be on the books, but aren't necessarily enforced. We see a lot of that in family law. I mean, adultery is still a crime, but we don't see our judges enforcing that on a criminal level.
It is.
It is.
Yes, technically speaking.
Technically.
Yeah, but now, so there's a difference in the adultery crime versus the adultery, like, if you find someone responsible for that in the civil realm. Adultery in the civil realm is just sexual intercourse. In the criminal realm, the statute is actually cohabitation and intercourse. So you would have to still be married and then go live with someone and have sexual intercourse with that person to be criminally liable.
And how would you prove that?
Well, it happens all the time. It happens every day. but I mean, people don't get necessarily like charged with
it. No one's been prosecuted, I think, in 100 and
what's the punishment?
100
for
and
adultery?
A couple years. I mean, it's
you wonder if it's worth it.
Yeah. Well, that's actually how a lot of lawyers used to get out of their clients answering questions about adultery is, well, you plead the fifth because you don't want to incriminate yourself against this random criminal statute that still is technically an Alabama law. Nowadays, at the Supreme Court ruled that it has to be within, well, you can only object if your conduct has been within the past year, because after that, it's past the statute of limitations. But yeah, that's how lawyers used to get around it.
It's like Class B misdemeanor.
Oh. So it's like,
I had to look it up.
This is like littering?
I think it's what, 6 months in jail?
I think it's up to a year.
Oh my God.
I don't do enough criminal law to know it off the top of my head, so.
But yeah, I mean, no one's been actually prosecuted, and I think it's like 120 years.
Or in Huma Abedin's case, Mr. Wiener.
Oh.
Yeah, 6 months in 6 months incarceration and a fine up to $3,000. Other examples of Class B misdemeanors are resisting arrest, tampering with a witness, open house party, and cruelty to animals, and adultery.
Open house party.
Yeah, Joey's like, crap. Ruins my plans for the weekend.
I think Joey is outgrown those days.
How's your head feeling?
Oh, my head's great, but I was planning on having an open house party with dog fighting and a whole ring of things going on.
3:58 is the time. We got a fresh edition of Fox News coming up. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, our guests on News Talk 93.1 FM.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow. Protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Faulkner University baseball star Will Dismukes dreamed of playing in the major leagues. But that dream was cut short when he suffered a stroke at just age 22. Dismukes recovered with a new sense of purpose and a deeper faith in the Lord. Today, Will Dismukes is a husband, a father, and youth minister who shares our Christian values. He's also a successful small business owner who has the experience we need to create good-paying jobs in Central Alabama. Will Dismukes is a proven conservative committed to ending wasteful government spending and lower taxes so families can keep more of what they earn. And Will Dismukes is a Trump conservative. He isn't a career politician. Dismukes is an outsider who'll clean up Montgomery. Will Dismukes, conservative Republican for State Representative, District 88. Paid for by Will Dismukes for State Representative, P.O. Box 680806, Pratt.